It's your man Ron, Q94, Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator, in the air, in the air. Oh, my goodness. We've got 20 minutes after the 7 o'clock hour, and your 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. It's Thursday, and it's a Thursday, thirsty Thursday, morning adventure, and time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we go to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. How we doing, Gary?
We are doing well this morning, Gary. It's beautiful, 42 degrees down here. What a thirsty Thursday morning, I'm telling you. Sun's out. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Oh, it is. It's man. It's been a beautiful week.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I've been seeing boats on my way in the morning, you know, guys headed to the lake, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's going to be interesting, this week's fishing report, because warm weather, and it's the first really spring snap we've had, and it's kind of, it's like these mermaids, you know, man, they look so good, and you just want to touch them, but yet,
right,
you can't, they won't let you, and that's kind of how the fishing's went this week, maybe?
Yeah, and fishing's been really tough this week. It's, they disappeared.
Yeah.
They disappeared. I mean, I've heard from half a dozen different people have been out there. They catch one here, maybe one there, maybe none. I mean, I had guys on Monday and Tuesday went out and didn't catch, guys that were fishing for stripers and hybrids and didn't catch anything. Not even a bite. They couldn't even find them on the graph. The crappie guys have fared a little better. I haven't seen any limits other than a couple of the guides had some limits, but the regular fishermen have been out there, six, maybe eight, but big, good slabs. I mean, 14, 15 inches. But they were really nice. Mostly all males. I don't know why, if that makes a difference or not, but yeah. And it seems like the bass have just disappeared.
Yeah, the bass are like the mermaids. They're gone.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what did you say the lake temperature, the water temperature was?
The last I heard was mid to high 40s.
Yeah. Still a little chilly, you know.
Still a little chilly, depending where you're at. The lake level, we're at 553.7, I believe it is. Great shape. The lake is, as far as clarity goes, it's in good shape. It's not all stained. I think a lot of the fish up in the creek beds, starting to go up in the channels and stuff, they seem to do that. It's a little early for that, but they seem to do that, and then they come back down like March, April, they start to, when they get ready to spawn, start coming back down a little bit. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I've been seeing a lot of boats head that way, and I get, you know, I've got all this basketball stuff going, and now we're going to do baseball this year, so it'll be, you know, I'm scratching my head wondering when I'm going to get to, you know, go down there and chase mermaids. But
before we get too busy here, we ought to try to get you down here and get a little crappie fishing in.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was going to say get me down there and throw me in the pool or something. You know.
Oh, the pool is, well, it thawed out yesterday, but it was like we could have skated on it down there. Yeah, we could have played hockey.
Oh man, yeah. You know, this last year I was down there and I lost my hat. I pull in there and Gary and Diane, it's like, man. You know, because I've got a reverse mohawk now. And so I had to get me a hat from, you know, the Bayou Resort. And I still, it's one of my favorite caps, too. But
we'll get you hooked up with one. But or if you don't feel like fishing, we could just get a couple of lawn chairs and sit down by the ramp and look for mermaids and drink a bottle of wine.
I'll bring the Cheetos. I'm all about that, man. You know, see, that's what, you know, me and you and Diane, we need to just have a little barbecue / fish fry and you know, and just and you know, kind of like Les Nessman said, you know, the crowd is curious but well behaved, and just people watch, because I'm telling you, by your resort, that's the best place to people watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good, and we do get a lot of people in and out and stuff, and yeah, it's fun, it's great, and hey, we could crank up the Mountain of Rock and listen to some music and people watch and mermaid watch and
yeah. But I will not skinny dip ever again. I won't do that again. That nope, that ain't gonna happen. That was very embarrassing. They didn't like that at the boat dock. Cannonballs.
Hey, but I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to attract some mermaids, and I greatly appreciate that. But.
Yeah. That was my bait, and I didn't catch anything. Snapping turtle winked at me, and that's when I got out of the water. But it's not going to be long though, and the weather's going to warm up. The fishing is going to be on. But how are you and Diane looking as far as bookings? I mean, is everything still kind of wide open, or if you know,
it's starting to fill in. I mean, a lot of the spring fishing's going on. There's a couple tournaments. We already have a fair amount of reservations in March and into April for all the spring fishing, and then we've got certain weeks in the summer already for some family reunions going on. So, yeah, this warm weather just makes people think of summer and fishing and that. So we start getting a lot of calls.
Yeah. And, you know, the 4th of July is big there at Mountain Home. Isn't
yeah.
It? I mean, that's like, you know, Mardi Gras.
Yeah, we do a big party for all our guests, a barbecue and stuff and mm-hmm. and that, and we do fireworks afterwards, and that's family time. There's a lot of families that time of year here and stuff, and it's just so much fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's a great time. And so, Gary, for folks that want to book a cabin, you know, what do they need to do?
Gary, the best thing to do is give us a call at 870-467-5277. They can leave us a message on our Facebook page, and there's a online reservation request form on our website, thebuyerresort.com. There's several different ways they can drop us a line and let us know, and we'll get back to them.
And you also have some RV hookups. But are there any available, or that you full?
We have a couple available. Just as of the last couple of days, some circumstances happened, so we're going to have a couple RV spots available for people that and they will go. I'm telling you, March people start looking.
Oh, yeah.
They start thinking about it, and what we do have will go really quick.
Yeah, man, that's great. You know, I love it, being able to just drive down, park, and then boom, there's your camper.
Everything's there.
Yep.
Ready to go.
It's kind of like, you know, hi, I'm home, you know. I mean, that's kind of the pace that it falls on, but it's good stuff. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you and Diane, and I'll be down there real soon. And,
all right, sounds good, and don't overdo it on the basketball games,
huh? Oh, man. Hey, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh.
There is light, and then but there's – I can't tell if it's somebody, you know, giving me a thumbs up or if they're waving the middle finger at me. I'm not sure yet, but it's getting closer. It's getting closer. All right, Gary, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Talk to you next week.